Hello, you listen to City Music. I'm very well indeed. My name's Russell Howard. You're listening to Russell Howard and John Richardson. This is John.
Hello.
How are you, John?
I'm all right.
I'll tell you how he is, ladies.
Oh, here we go again. Absolutely. He's in the right stink.
Well, no, you've had a bad experience shopping-wise.
Oh, I got screwed.
Strutting.
Screwed over a scotch egg.
Yeah, strutting like Prick the Bishop this morning, right? Says, do you want a scotch egg to me? Hands them to me. Dry, weren't they?
They were dry. They were rank.
And then we were chatting about...
Straight in the bin.
What, you binned all of them?
Well, I've been safe for the one that you had and the one that I had.
And they're now in the bin. Even though they're horrible, we can still have them. We'll get hungry later.
Well, I've got plenty. I've got us sorted, mate. I've given you grapes.
You ever done that? Have you ever binned some food?
I haven't given you grapes.
No. Have you ever binned food and then gone back and eaten them from the bin?
No.
You've never done that?
No. Have you?
No.
Yes, you have.
No. I did Thursday. I got some chocolate biscuits. I haven't bought chocolate biscuits for ages. And, they were binned. I thought, oh, I've had too many. I ate about six, just num, 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 num. And I put them in the bin. And then later on, about 2 a.m, I just woke up and went...
Munchies.
And I found myself eating from the bin. In my new flat, John.
Your new pad. How's it working out?
I'm going to sleep reading the Argos magazine. It's going very well indeed.
Right.
I was telling John about this. Do you think this is weird, Adam, right? There's a thing in the section of the back of the Argos magazine where you can buy, dragons.
Toys.
Not toys. You don't be like that, John. Don't make
at the back of the Argos catalogue is toys.
No, not this bit. It's the back of the garden section of the Argos catalogue. You can buy it. And I've got a little courtyard area. And I sort of was just flicking through, just kind of going... And I started making noises as well. I just kind of, oh, that was very nice. And there's some stone dragons and pixies and fairies.
Putting fairies in his garden.
Stop it, John. Don't say it like that.
He's putting fairies in his garden. Tell him why you're putting fairies in your garden.
I think it would ward off burglars.
I think it would ward off thieves.
It would.
I think thieves would be frightened by a man who has fairies in his garden.
No, no,
if only through the fear of getting touched up for the sake of stealing your stuff. fairies in the garden.
Well, that's your rule. I've seen your tattoo.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good idea. I think because at night they...
I do.
No, but all the... Because it's not like fairies, like pixies.
Oh, evil pixies.
Evil pixies.
The bad ones.
They're really fierce.
Yeah, like the ones in Labyrinth that bite.
Well, that's exactly it. They look like that. The I'm the White Witch and I've banished sort of... Dragons and
things have really hit you hard moving in on your own, haven't you? Suddenly, I'm not the mental one.
No, but
every week, John's gone mental in his house. Now you're the White Witch living in Pixie Land.
You've lived in there
4 days. Unbelievable. I've got presents for you in my back.
Have you?
Housewarming presents.
Oh, sweet.
Do you want one now? Do you want to do a slick link?
We'll do a slick link and then I'll have one. In fact, you could text us in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with what you think John's got me. Neil said in the text, says, I think John has bought you a swing ball. And
I nearly bought a swing ball. Well done, Neil. I nearly bought a swing ball. But I didn't, because you've only got a courtyard.
Oh.
So I've heard.
Yeah. What have you got me then?
All right, Ted, I wanted to get you a black kimono with a dragon on the back.
Lovely stuff.
They are a dear do.
I got myself Splash Attack.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
I was telling you about this on the phone. Christ, how sad's that? I rang up my mate to tell him that I bought Splash Attack.
Number one. Wrapped him as well.
Can I... thanks very much, John. You're a wonderful man. And every one of these presents is going to remind me that I didn't do the same for you when you...
Yeah, good, good. Excellent.
Is that the point?
You did come round and eat me out of house and home and spill water all over my new carpet.
Smashing times. Now, do you want to hear about Splash Attack
first? Tell us about Splash Attack while you open your present.
Splash Attack, my friend, is... what it is, you fill a balloon... full of water, and you put it into the Splash Attack.
Doesn't have to be water.
It can be... yeah, it can be custard.
Right.
It can be jelly. What else could you get in a balloon? Camel sweat,
yeah.
I imagine. And then you pop it into the Splash Attack set, and you sort of pass it, throw it around from chum to chum. I'll be honest, I've just been throwing it to myself up in the air, going, whee! And then eventually it pops and goes everywhere. You're better off doing it. I've learnt now you're better off doing it in the courtyard.
Right.
You can get your...
Have you had a few games of Splash Attack? Have you?
One game of Splash Attack in the bathroom and it went everywhere.
Right.
Is the first present. The house book John Richardson has bought me.
Yeah.
Thousands of practical tips for cleaning, repairing and organising your home. Well, that is right up my alley.
Quite a practical gift, that.
Is it?
But it tells you everything.
It does.
Everything. How to change light bulbs, how to climb a ladder.
Oh, I tell you what. Let's do the fun game with books when there's advice to be had. Name a page, I'll open it.
117.
117.
Good page.
What's this? dress up as John Richardson, wander around, go, right, caring for knives, this is.
Oh, Jesus. What a page.
What are you doing?
I'm after a new knife sharpener. I really want a whetstone. But...
What, John, what are you talking about? Why have you given me a book that has caring for knives?
Because a blunt knife is more dangerous than a sharp knife.
Wait, there's a section on blunt knives. It says... I'll read it in your voice. It makes more sense.
Do, please, yeah.
Blunt knives. Sharpening stones are best. Wash individually by hand in cold or lukewarm water, as hot water can warp blades.
Did you write this? Dry thoroughly and store in a wooden knife block. Rusty knife. See if you can link up the information. What a smashing present, John. You know me. This is what I love. Christ. Rusty knives. What do I do with those?
Get rid of them.
Really? Apparently
not. Put them in, I don't know, salt.
Close. You soak it in raw linseed oil for a few hours, then wipe off the rust. Polish the knife with emery paper. Stained blades. You can clean those with emery paper. What's emery paper?
I assume it's like an emery board, like sandpaper.
Oh, really?
I assume.
My first thought was of Dick Emery.
Of course it was. It usually is.
And, you clean it with emery paper if you've got a... This is a... If you just listen to Six Music, Johnson's given me a book about how to clean knives.
It's not just about how to clean knives. Go to page 206, see what that's about.
Okay, 206. Just so you can hear me flicking. I'm not making it up. 206. 209.
Just pick a number you know, then. Go to another page.
206.
I've picked a big one. That's not really fair on you.
206. Bathroom. Bathroom basics.
Yeah.
The medicine cabinet.
Where to put it and why?
No. Medicine cabinet. If I'm starting one from scratch, this list will help. I need, apparently, pain relievers, medicines to bring down fever. Antiseptic cream, cotton wool buds, cotton wool balls, including a sterile pack. Stuff for heartburns, stomach aches. Anti-diarrhea medicine, anti-itch cream. I need a mild laxative, apparently. I need cream for insect bites and eczema. I need bicarbonate of soda. I need petroleum jelly. I need cold allergy remedy. I need antihistamines, decongestants. I need cough medicine. I need methylated spirits. I need a teaspoon or a syringe.
If anyone is just tuning in now.
Hydrogen peroxide. I need syrup of... How do you pronounce that? Sunscreen, thermometer, family medical guide, hot water bottle, heat pack, ice pack. It's not that, mate. That's ridiculous. How much have you got all that stuff in yours?
No.
Has anyone got that stuff?
No.
Why did you get me this book?
God, you're an ungrateful swine.
I just, you know what I mean?
Right, we're not having the next two presents.
No, I don't want them.
Two
mate.
More presents
oh,
in there.
This one's crap.
Suppose you pays your money, you take your chances.
Thank you, Loro. That's a fair point.
Have we got this week's Loro quote of the week?
We have here. Do you fancy that now?
Let's do it now.
Here
the
we go.
The sooner you get Loro in your life, the better.
Is that is it the That's Your Take one, or is it Amateurs?
Let's have both.
Okay, let's have everyone we've got. Here we go. This is a Loro medley.
Suppose you pays your money, you take your chances, don't you?
We're working with amateurs. That's your take.
There you go. Yeah. Nice bit of Loro.
Oh.
Hey, you've just had an email in.
We had a cracking email.
Because if you're just listening to the show, I hope you're having an excellent Sunday. It's a lovely day outside. Me and John have started the show in a good mood. John bought some manky Scotch eggs and there's been a bit of beef about that. Then he's bought me a lovely book and I've played the pantomime villain on air, I'll be honest.
It's on air and off air. Be honest, I arrived at 9 o'clock this morning. You had a pop at my Scotch eggs. Then I bought out some Aero bubbles. You had a pop at
them. Oh, they were horrible though.
Then I bought you a book. Then you had a pop at the book.
I had a pop.
You failed to mention that the editors are live in session on Tuesday the 19th
of June. Lovely. That's an anti-link. What have we done there?
You've got to earn your money.
No wonder we've got a podcast.
You failed to do the link after I gave you a book into good books.
That's a fair point, yeah. Well, you're a professional. That's why you're on Double Bubble. Now, what's your... yeah, he is, Danny. Well done, Danny. Well done, boy. What's the email that got
this
you all
This is
happy?
Exactly what I'm talking about, yeah. Getting in touch with people on core level.
Hey, and I tell you what, if you want to get in touch with us, you can text us on 64046 or they can email John...
They can't email me. I haven't got an email address at the BBC yet, but one day. Russell.6music@bbc.co.uk. Email him in like a picture or something nice and then he can complain about it live on air. Hello, says it. Go on, are you going to press a button?
No.
Yeah, you got my finger over the button.
Come on.
Hello. The email.
Hello.
Starts.
Who is it? What's her name?
His name is John. Oh. Sexist pig. I've heard John talking
about... I'm the sexist pig.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone about Belfast?
No. This email comes in from Northern Ireland.
Oh, lovely.
As it goes. I've heard John
talking...
Yeah,
that's another thing, right? That is an absolute... This definitely happened,
you know,
right?
I'm getting telling this story, because I haven't embarrassed you quite enough already.
No.
£8.99 that book was.
Will you... No. I'm not going to say it's fine. Carry on with your lovely email.
Hello. I've heard John talking about hand dryers a few times.
I'll tell you, a few times. Obsessed.
It's like Derek and Clive, isn't it? And while being gently amused, haven't been able to connect fully. Bit of a negative start to the email, you're thinking to yourself. That is, until I came through Heathrow last week.
Burn out.
I was at Heathrow this week.
Burn out.
My wife noticed it first when she went to the ladies and came back laughing about the hand dryer. She really isn't easily impressed by this kind of thing, but said I should have a look. The dryer's called an accelerator and has a nozzle with Feel the Power printed on it. It's so forceful that it creates puddles of flesh on the back of the hand. I've never felt like I had such fat hands or that they were being blasted into space and experiencing G-force. Is this the hand dryer John has been idolising all these months? Well, I've got news for you, John. That's number three. You've still got two hand dryers to find. If so, it's worth the attention. However, it's in such a different league from all the other poor war-mounted fools who mumble and mutter at my hands without actually drying them that it's like comparing the DeLorean from Back to the Future with a Ford Escort. Someone's really put his or her heart into this thing. Someone with a lot of know-how.
That is a phenomenal email.
It's a cracking email.
A bit of air there, John.
Yeah.
You're a fan of that? How do you pronounce that?
Mer du Japon.
What does that mean?
The Japan Sea.
Oh, lovely.
Or Sea of Japan.
Sea of Japan, yeah. We've had some really cool texts in.
If there's an extra E on it, it'd be the mother of Japan.
But what if there was an E where?
At the end of Mer, as in Chateau de ma Mer.
Right.
It's just a little bit of a French lesson for you.
So hang on a minute. So as it stands, Mer de Japon is...
Mer etre is the sea.
Yeah.
Mer etre is mother.
Really?
Yeah, what a language. Well, how have the French people coped all these years?
What if your mum was swimming in the sea? What would you say?
Ma mère est dans la mer.
Wow. My mum's in my mum, most English people would
think.
Well,
you could be, totally different. People might think the sea's in your mother.
Yeah,
honestly.
Exactly.
Well, they say she's got water retention, but that's ridiculous.
But it sounds like a way of describing someone who's, you know, a little bit kind of, you know, the sea's
a whistler.
The sea's in my mother. God, I'm like my gran then. He's a little bit... What now? I've got a really nice text here from Jess, who says, it's a text. There's a big fly in my room, and its buzz is really loud, but I can't move or I'll lose the wireless signal. My loyalty to the show. How fantastic is that?
Right. Flies are irritating, aren't they?
Well, you've taken that a different way.
Have you got spiders in your house?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing with them?
Just hang it out. I bought a plasma, and we watched My Left Foot together.
Right. Have you watched My Left Foot?
Yeah, watched it this week. Funny, isn't it? That's a joke, sorry. It's great, I enjoyed it. We have another one. Hey, guys, this is a bit weird, this. It's from Claire. A kiss and a sort of a zero in the middle. What does that mean? Kiss, zero,
oh,
kiss.
Oh, that's a sexual thing.
Is it? Oh, yeah. We're getting a sexual one there. She says, hi, guys, please can you make the show a bit relaxing today as I'm nervous because I have six exams this week and just realised I don't know anything. That is awkward.
That is a flaw, that.
Flipping heck.
That'll come up in exams
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly.
They will ask you about stuff.
And as we know to our consequence, a big potato print on a UCAS form ain't working. She says, if that's not enough, my house is filled with teenage boys and not the good kind. Dun, dun, dun. Evil kids! Well, I don't really understand that. She's got six exams this week, which makes me think, so maybe she's, you know, either an A-level student,
young.
Maybe GCSEs, A-levels, maybe degree, and yet her house is full of teenage boys.
Maybe her brother's having a sleepover.
Sounds like he's having a sleepover, John. Claire, Texas Pack, what's going down? Why are there loads of... Also...
And what are your exams in? I'll tell you stuff. I'll just slip in information through the hour.
Let's help Claire.
Fascinatingly intelligent man.
He certainly is. Let's say if there's anything on hair dryers, you are going to get an A, let me tell you.
Hand dryers.
What did I say?
Hair dryers.
Did I say hair dryers?
I don't use hair dryers.
Well, you should do. The bouffant. But yeah, Claire, anything you want to know, and we'll give it to John, and we'll see what he can do with it. Listen, you're going to get very annoyed about this. Janie and Crystal Palace sent us in the text.
God.
Dear John, thanks for showing such good taste buying the house book for Russell.
Good, excellent, thanks.
Pantomime villain was a little bit rubbish.
It's not pantomime, though, is it? You genuinely just don't like
stuff. Creating a little bit of anger now, and it worked. She says, I work for the publishing company. Great show, guys. So you could have got it for free.
I could have got it for free if I'd mentioned it last week.
Well, why didn't you do that?
Well, because then the surprise would have been ruined. It's nice for you to open stuff and then hate it, rather than spend all week knowing you're going to hate what I'm buying you in the...
I don't hate it, I love it. I think
you don't hate it, you've already put it aside. And let's be honest, when we leave the studio, that will still be here. And the two other presents that are in my bag will still be here, because you're not having them.
Oh,
now.
Don't
keep
be like that,
myself.
John. Don't be like that.
We've had an email in from Emma.
Emma?
Yeah.
Don't be all angry.
What? What am I supposed to do?
Is this to
be
do...
delightful that I've frittered away £8.99 to drive to a bookshop to get that.
A bookshop?
I had a good look round. I got some vouchers for my sister. She's moved into a new house
Has
as well.
She?
Got her some vouchers, but I thought I'd get you some stuff.
Mate.
Stuff. And to carry it in, that's energy wasted.
It is, yeah.
Honestly, you're an unbelievable swine.
Is this about your dream?
No. Okay. I had a cracking dream this week. I was playing football with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Listen to this. How weird is that? Now, I had an odd dream yesterday. We were having a chat this morning, because I had a dream that you and me were playing golf.
Right.
And you kept trying to tidy up the course, and it was getting on my nerves and hanging us around. And then John hits back with, well, I had a dream about me and Cristiano Ronaldo. How weird is this? Tell him about it.
We were playing football, and I don't think I'd get on with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, I think you'd get on very well.
Well, he was a fan, and he was sort of, there was a free kick, which everyone thought he was going to take it, but he says to me, will you take it? Just knock it into the box.
John, kick the balls for me.
Yeah, well, he's been living in Russia for a while in my dream, so that's why he talks like that.
Kick the ball.
So I went to take it, and of course the ball's only gone and turned into a traffic cone.
Wow.
I thought, I'm not getting any loft on that. But I've had a go, and to be honest, it's just rattled along the floor and finished up on the edge of the box.
Do you think that was a prank on Cristiano's part? You fell for that. The football is a cone.
I don't think he's much of a prankster.
Oh, I bet he is.
Anyway, on the subject of your being ungrateful about gifts.
Go on!
Hey, John, has Russell got some water guns? Unlike the list of medicines Russell just read out, I think they're an essential for any home in the summer. And then she says, love to the fathers today. With it being Father's Day? Which is a good point.
That's a fair point.
Have you got your dad anything?
Well, my dad's gone mental, and he's in Spain at the minute. Since I've moved into my house, he's getting me lots of tools and stuff like that.
Right. But were you slightly more grateful about those?
Very grateful. Well, the odd thing about it is my dad...
What wrench? Monkey wrench! My favouritist. Is this a monkey spanner? Well, I can't use it then.
Now, as you know, my dad's become a professional cyclist.
Yes, of course.
And what's very odd about it is that... I'm quite fearful that he's going to arrive in his Lycra on his bike with a hammer, so that my neighbours will think I'm a pervert.
Yeah, well, if a man arrives on Lycra, then they're going to think you're a weirdo, and then you're going to have to get him in and show him the fairies in your garden to settle him down again.
Do you know there's actually a drinking game that people can play along to our show?
Yeah.
This is from Jules, and she says, the rules of the Russell and John drinking game are, when any of the following are mentioned, you need to take a drink. It's all happening in Swindon, or love to your mums.
Right.
So,
and then you have a drink.
Absolutely.
Can I use some Swindon?
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
So there you go. Meet
it's
up
early
now.
Start for you on a Sunday.
Absolutely. I hope you enjoyed the news. Did you enjoy the news, John?
Yes, I did enjoy the news, Russell. I always do.
You know what time it is now, though, don't you?
It is now.
It is time for the official Russell Howe news quiz. You ready? True or false, Adam Dineen, you can play along with at home, because the news is getting more and more ridiculous every week. I'm trying to test John to see if he can get them right or wrong. Rich dish and a fudge. Here we go, John. The first one. Stephen Gerrard's wedding cake cost $30,000. True or false, John?
That's false.
Have you cheated?
No. I've just been keeping up on the weddings this week.
How much? Do you know, for a bonus point, do you know how much it actually costs?
You're never paying $30,000 for a cake.
$20,000 for a cake, it was.
Yeah, 20's fine.
No, it's not.
For a special do.
Right, ready? An elderly Indian farmer who vows not to marry until he passed his school exams has just failed them for the 38th time.
Who, what? Vowed not to marry?
An elderly Indian farmer who vowed not to marry until he passed his school exams has failed them for the 38th time.
True.
Yes. He's now revising for the 39th attempt, and he says, once I pass, I want to get married to a girl who's under 30.
How are you going to get married after that?
Absolutely, yeah.
How old are you? 62, but I've just got my maths GCSE, so climb aboard. It's all non-stop for me now.
True or false, John? In Thailand, there is a gibbon called Mr. Fun who smokes 50 cigarettes a day.
Oh, God. True.
Ah, false. Reel him in. Mr. Fun.
What's the truth behind that?
What?
Did you just make that up entirely?
Yeah.
That just came out of your head, did it?
Yeah.
That is frightening.
If you show your pants in a If you show your pants in a town in Louisiana, you risk a $250 fine or 6 months in the slammer or China or the pen.
Well, that's based on a true story, so I'll say true.
True, correct, John. You're right.
You're not really going to get 6 months for showing your pants. You get three chances.
A guide dog called Ernest has joined a choir in Wales.
False.
Ah, true. Oh, rack him up.
God, how is that true?
A squirrel went on the rampage in Germany and attacked several people before it was killed by a pensioner with his walking frame.
True.
True. It is true, in fact. Nelson Mandela hates eggs. I can't stand them, he said.
False.
True.
Oh, this is Robert. You're just making it up now.
No, no, no.
That is not true.
It is.
Where did you read that this week? In what sparkling journal did you suddenly read a story apropos of nothing that just like, oh, in case you didn't know, Nelson Mandela hates eggs. I just can't stand them, he says. Moving on. Political sketch now.
New Scientist.
Where did you read that?
New Scientist.
The New Scientist.
New Scientist.
You read The New Scientist?
I do, yes.
Where did you read that? I want sources. Oh, he didn't like sausages on his eggs either. He didn't like eggs in any form.
Keith Richards used to work in... Keith Richards used to... What's the score at the minute?
4-3 3-8.
Right, here we go. Keith Richards used
to work... He's just going to make this up. You've just decided that since it's 4-3, you're having this point. So Keith, I can't possibly win.
Keith Richards used to work in the stables. True or false?
False.
Damn it. Right. US scientists revealed this week that they've experimented with the creation of a gay bomb.
That's true.
That is true. Damn, that's not gone well for me. This will get him. A dance choreographer has been given £22,000 to create a new dance about the 1980s miners' strike.
Well, from the look in your eyes, I'm going to say false.
Ah, true. Oh. Smashing. A robot in America...
Now, that's 6-4, so are we playing best of 10 or what?
There's 11 questions.
Of course, like all traditional quizzes.
Absolutely. A robot in America has taken a small town by siege.
False.
Yeah, it's false.
Right.
Flipping heck. How have you won again? Those are smashing questions. Now, earlier on, I was talking about the rare occasions when you've been forced to eat from your own bin, and John said you've never done it, but Lucy and Peckham have sent us in a text. She said she once munched most of a kebab on drunken New Year's Eve and was sufficiently hungover the next morning to get it out of the bin and finish it off. Oh, that's quite a sad story, isn't it?
Single?
New Year's Day, eating a kebab out of the bin.
Mm.
Nice.
That's a low point,
isn't it? Oh, dear. Yeah. I wish I hadn't read that out. Hey, and also, you know the zero in the kisses?
Yeah.
Apparently it's nothing full on, it's just a hug.
No, it's not.
It is.
It isn't.
It says here...
It's not. It's a mouth.
Well, Claire says the zero in X0X is a hug. She goes on to say her brother's having a party. He's 13 today. He's got 4 mates round. She's taking A-levels. She has 11 altogether. 11 A-levels? 11 exams, I would presume. If you know anything about chemistry, John, biology, John, psychology, John, or film studies, John, I'd be happy for tips. Love,
film
Claire.
Film studies.
Stop it, John.
Films are good.
She's a young lady.
Films are good.
Yeah, The Big Lebowski, Belter.
Yeah.
Right, chemistry, take
that's
us through
that
it.
That's sorted.
Chemistry.
Heat stuff up, and it happens faster.
There you go.
Chemistry done.
Done.
Listen to
and always wear a lab coat.
That's physics, you're saying?
It's physics. Not chemistry.
Now, physics is tie something to a bit of string and drop it and it falls. That's physics.
No, that's attacking cars.
No.
What are you talking about?
Physics, all you do is put weights on the end of a pulley and then they drop.
No.
And someone puts a letter G on the board and goes, oh, 9.8 newtons.
Chemistry.
Okie dokie.
Chemistry is that thing where you do the hydrogen test and the pop in the...
Do you want to do that again? That's what it sounds like when you have a bath.
And you teach... What are you talking about? What? You really let us into your world. When you have a, bath. Oh, was
that
a joke?
Just for me, that.
Is that a joke about me being a Jaffa, is it? There you go. Every single week. Sorry, Adam. But every week he mentions it. He's got this ongoing joke that I can't have kids. What if I can't?
Well, then the world will be a safer place in 30 years.
What about your...
There'll be another one of you running around touching animals.
What about your one of your runts walking around with big hair?
I'm not having one.
Elfers, oh, bloody hell, I'm not asleep tonight.
Right, go on, quote of the week, John.
No, we're not doing quote of the week this week because of Stephanie Marsh in The Times.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm just sitting, chilling out, reading the paper this week like I do, researching the world for my satire.
Well, that's right, because John made his debut appearance on a panel show, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I went to Belfast to do the Blame Game.
How fun is that? So they've rocked up, Richard, and how was it scary?
It was pretty pointless my being there, to be honest. Turns out everything on Ireland is to do with Sinn Féin. And if you don't know a lot about Irish politics, there's not a lot of point you being there. Other than to open. Even the rain. Question number one on the panel show, comedy show.
Yeah.
Who's to blame for all the rain and our end? Sinn Féin, apparently. I thought rain's something I can talk about. We all get wet. Straight into Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams this, UDA, MDPs, blah, blah, blah.
And then you in the middle of it. Has anybody ever used the Dyson Airblade?
Occasionally
what?
Chipping
what
in
about?
With a joke.
Oh, crap.
I'm not going to lie to you, they didn't make the edit.
Never mind.
Excuse me. Anyway, Stephanie Marsh in The Times this week says she's talking about what it must be like in TV departments because she's having a pop at telly being rubbish.
Right.
She says, in the most TV departments, in my mind's eye, it must much resemble my friend's bedroom the time just before he went temporarily insane.
Yeah.
Just before he really lost it, my friend had blue-tacked all over his walls bits of paper on which he'd scrawled inspirational quotes that were supposed to signpost the way out of his psychic fog in the direction of a career. Clearly he was going nowhere, but he found comfort in these uplifting platitudes.
John, that's your house.
Yeah, that's my house, and she's just told me I'm mental and I'm going nowhere.
Madness. So we're not allowed a quote?
We're not having any more quotes now. I've ripped them all down off my bedroom wall.
Fear not, mate. Because yesterday, I got in very late and started reading The Rules of Life.
Oh, that's a nice book. Someone buy that for you, didn't they?
No, yeah. I found it in a bin. Angry I was looking for a sandwich. Number 33, page 33. Listen to this for advice. Right, it's the most ridiculous book. It's full of all these kind of little tidbits. One of them, count to 10 or recite Bar Bar Black Sheep. That's a rule for life. That's rule number 15.
Well, right? That won't just say count to 10, will it?
It all right, count to 10 or recite Bar Bar Black Sheep. That's what it says.
But it'll explain when you should do that.
Well, you've got a situation here, right? So you get very angry, you count to 10. If you find yourself, this is his advice, right? If you find yourself in a confrontational situation, taking a quiet 10 can help enormously, right? This is so ridiculous. I was once in a rough part of town, but very hungry, so I ventured into a fish and chip shop. As I was being served, the rough diamond behind me whispered that I should be very careful when I left the shop. I asked why, and he said that I would be relieved of my food when I got outside by the local lads, who were all sitting on a brick wall, saving waiting time in the queue, he confided. I left the shop with trepidation. No, wait, it was actually fear. But I buttoned up my coat, took a deep breath and stood there looking at the youths. I counted to 10 slowly while we all eyed each other up and then I walked towards them very purposefully. As I got to them, still counting, they turned away and I was left alone. God, those fish and chips tasted wonderful. And that's the advice.
That's not a good book.
That is utterly ridiculous, right? So there's some,
that's
some
gonna get
kid,
a lot of old grannies beaten up.
Some kid wants to beat. Give us all your money. One. Two.
Yeah.
Three. And it's just, to be honest, actually, it would probably work. If someone says, give us your money, and you start just shouting out random numbers, then you can eat your chips.
Or just get some fairies to help you out.
John, please leave it. We've had an email in, John, from
someone
who claims to know you.
When will it stop?
It's a spider called Reginald. No, it's from Louise, and she says, just to let you know, I used to work with John in Bristol. Where did you work? Do you know this, Louise?
That'll be at the Musette restaurant in Clifton.
Oh, that was
a lovely restaurant.
Yeah.
Hello to all the guys.
That's where you first wrote your first stand-up set, wasn't it?
That was the Marguerite, where I was a chef.
And didn't you practice it at the Rodney?
Have a little giggle at the names of the places I used
John
to work.
John used to work in a pub called the Rodney.
It was a hotel, actually. It was a very fine hotel.
Yeah, but it was called the Rodney.
The food was dreadful.
Now, she used to work with you, and she was going out with your housemate.
Gary.
Mad Gatter. And did we find out there was nobody in your house last week? Did we find out? Why didn't they pick the phone up?
Oh, they'd gone. All gone. Yeah. They left first thing. Thanks for doing the washing up and folding up the beds, guys. Not.
Now,
honestly, I might as well have Russell Howard round.
Now, Louise goes on to say, once at work, he threatened, this is you.
You'd do the washing up, wouldn't you?
Me? Absolutely, mate. Once at work, apparently you threatened to put worms in said housemate's bed to spite him for some reason. So his OCD can't be that bad, given that he was prepared to not only dig up worms, but also leave them in relatively close proximity to his own room. Louise.
That was a tough time of life for John Richardson Enterprises. It wasn't really the best time to know me.
Why?
That was between my dropping out of university and pursuing my dream stages.
You threatened someone with worms?
I just used to sulk a lot and drink a lot.
But why did you threaten someone with worms?
I don't know. It's clearly just something I said.
I'd quite like to know that John Richardson used to do that. I can't imagine.
You wouldn't. He was a horrible beast.
He sounds fun, meaning he could get on.
Rank.
Digging up worms.
Walking down to the river at night, sitting on a bench.
Looking for worms?
No, just sitting on a bench. It was rubbish times. Rubbish times.
And why did you want to put worms in his bed?
I can't remember.
I've
threatened a lot of people with a lot of things over the years. Some of them are to do with worms, some of them aren't.
Luckily, the bloke just stood there and counted to 10, so it was fine.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Right, keep your text coming in 64046 or email russell.6music@bbc.co.uk with any songs you'd like playing for the Transporter, John.
Transporter, yes.
Explain to them what it is, mate.
Well, that's where you play a song that reminds you of something and you tell everyone what it reminds you of.
And we've got a little jingle that goes with it,
have got a jingle, proper pre-recorded jingle.
A little bit like this. Transporter, it's a little song that reminds you of past times. cracking.
That is the jingle.
Let's also play board games, shall we?
Let's also play board games, but should we do... I want to hear the laughter. I'm bored of... Should we do the...
Oh, OK, do you want to hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, now, I fancy it.
For the last couple of weeks, we've been doing stuff along the lines of this.
He knew exactly what was going to happen. He tried to step over the stumps and come just took a bail with his...
No, it's fine. Right.
Long, it doesn't matter, they can listen to it. Unfortunately, the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
He just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit 3 fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Agus, do stop it. And he was joined by De Freitas, who was in for 40 minutes, a useful little partnership there. They put on 35 in 40 minutes, and then he was caught by Dujardin Walsh. Lawrence, always entertaining, batting for 35. 35 minutes, hit a four. Over the wicketkeepers. Agus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence. Lawrence played extremely well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head. And he was out for now.
Straight.
So we've been playing stuff like this. This week,
12 minutes, and then was caught by Haynes.
We've got an absolute belter. Listen to
there
this.
There were 54 extras, and England were all out for 419. I've stopped laughing.
This
now.
Is going to warm you up. Ready for this, John?
Yeah, do you want to explain what it is?
Yep, it's a baby laughing.
Yeah.
You ready?
We've referred to this on air before, haven't we?
Yes.
This is the clip of the baby that you can find on YouTube.
That's right,
and we
yeah.
didn't manage to have the clip, but now we've got it.
We found it. So if you
it's
can,
a baby that laughs like an old man.
If you can picture... A baby that just... And he looks quite old, doesn't it? Don't you think? He's got this massive kind of blue eyes, and the laugh is just exceptional. And his dad's off camera making the noise that makes the baby laugh.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, stop doing it for a second and listen to this.
Reason to have kids, isn't it?
Fantastic. Adam Hudson, big fan of Man City, who apparently have been taken over by or managed by Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Yeah,
but we don't know that for sure. And you're not happy about it, are you?
It's a shocker.
He's all right.
I think he'd. You know, you've got to be happy with that. He's pretty high profile. For no offence to Man City fans, but that's a coup for Man City.
Ooh. Not only, John, you've already upset the people of Manchester. We're not going to Gary Neville's wedding yesterday.
Yeah, well, now we can't be seen together. We look alike.
Who would you go for, right? If you got those weddings, because they all had one the same.
Stephen Gerrard's.
You got a juice.
Yeah, because he's had the good grace to lock his doors up and go, I'm getting married, just get away from me. Whereas everyone else is going, no, I'm getting married, take pictures. Which I find disgusting.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, John, but they've done a deal. All the photos are exclusively for Hello magazine. So that isn't shutting the doors, is it?
Right, well, I'm not going to Stevie Gerrard's wedding.
That's all right. Well, you and me can have a day out on a pedalo or something.
Yeah, like we had the day out the other week. That never happened.
Oh, here we freaking go again. Anger. You keep all petting up and then you bring it out for the show.
That's because we don't speak any time other than the show. Well, that's not true. I phoned you yesterday. And then my battery went.
It didn't go. You had no signal.
I had no signal in my house. I called you back. It went straight to answer phone.
Well, I had no signal then.
Yeah.
But my battery didn't die.
And then you sent me a cranky text later on.
I didn't send you a crank. Oh, flipping hell. What? Every week I have to solve problems with him. This is ridiculous.
We could sort this out before the show.
I've
got two presents for you in my bag.
Yeah, let's have the second
one. You're not having them.
Why?
I told you you're not having them.
Why?
Because you were rude about the first one.
The first present's great.
It's dead now in there anyway. Should have put an air hole in it.
Come on, have a Jaffa cake.
I don't want a Jaffa cake. I brought my own snacked goods.
Brent, give me my present.
No, you're not having it.
Stop.
Let's do board games. Read a board game.
No.
Move on.
Give us my present.
It's not about you're not having it.
We can't do that. You can't say you got presents in my bag. I've got presents in my bag.
I can. This is you learning a valuable lesson now that in future, if you know there's three gifts, be a bit more grateful about the first one.
Well, you're going to have to now go back to Asda and take some pants from George back. I'm guessing that's what you got me.
No.
Pants will say hot sod on them.
No. Well, I was going to get you... No, I'm not going to go into what I was going to get you, because it just reveals how much thought I put into it, which makes you even more of a sod.
Bozy. What were you going to get me? Come on, it's fine.
No. Let's do board games.
I want to know what you were going to get me.
No, maybe I'll get you some other time. They all go on a list. I have a list of stuff to get all the people I know.
Is that right?
When I find out they're into something, I pop it on a list. That's why I get such great presents.
That is lovely. Does anyone else do that?
No.
You used to.
Oh, my hot chocolate's too hot. Oh, I've burnt myself. Health and safety.
Christ alive. What has happened to you? You had a tough minute there.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was going to get a present. I've burnt myself on chocolate. Right, let's have some music, and I'm going to try and get the present out of John.
Hot chocolate, not really hot chocolate.
John,
it's a different cartridge.
Stop it, you're talking out loud there, mate.
Is Russell sure that those stories he has labelled as false definitely are false? Have you researched it, or just assumed they're false because you made them up? Love to your fathers and your mothers, Michael Newcastle upon Tyne.
I've fastidiously researched it, that's why it's the foremost news quiz on the
radio. I bet
they
have happened. What are the false ones? Have you still got them?
No, we'll move on. I threw him away. Truth be told, it was one about...
Did you put him in the bin with that book?
There was a gibbon called Mr. Fun. I can't believe you fell for that. There's a gibbon called Mr. Fun who smokes 50 cigarettes a day.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
There probably is.
Oh, Christ.
Maybe Mr. Fun's just his nickname.
So, but knowing what you're like, you're probably going to travel to Thailand and encourage a gibbon to take...
I would never do that.
You would take...
Unless I got a gig out there and someone else paid for my flights.
If you were rich enough, you would go out there and then give a gibbon 50 cigarettes, call him Mr. Fun just to prove me wrong.
Carbon footprint, mate. I wouldn't do it. I'd just email him.
Very good
just
at you.
Email him.
Very good at you now.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're an independent reader, I hear. Now, we're doing board games.
Oh, I don't like the independent.
Oh, it's just a bit too full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're doing board games. This is a bit of a weird one. I'm not sure this really works. It's from Kelly in Coventry. She says, I have a game I play with myself in public toilets. Wait, John, please. She says, I never lock the door until I hear someone else come in. Then I leap up and lock it as they approach. I don't know why I do it. Well,
because you want to be found.
Oh, really? But I don't really understand how
that's the only inevitable end of that game, is that one day she won't and someone will walk in, see her doing her business. That's all right, isn't it? That's the point of that game.
No, I'm not sure if that is the point of the game, but I've just got the idea. You can't say the phrase of doing their business. And now I've got an idea of an old lady coming and going, oh, I see you doing your business. No one says doing your business.
Yes, they do.
When have you ever... I'm upstairs to do my business. If you're doing business, you're writing checks.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm never taking a check off you again.
Do you read toilets? Oh, Christ.
Not very often. No, I tend to read books.
Do you read books on the toilet?
No.
No, I haven't enough time for that.
No.
Very just bang, see you later. What games have you got then, John?
Well, apart from whoop bang, see you later, which is a cracking game.
It is, yeah.
This one's right up my street, Loving As I Do Upon. From Katie in Manchester. Famous cheeses, this game's called. Each person takes it in turn to think of a famous person's name combined with a type of cheese. For example, Wensleydale Snipes or Cheddar Me Beadle. Can also be played with fish. For example, Pike and Tina Turner.
Ugh.
Now, I nearly did a very bad joke then. But that's a good game, isn't it?
Yes, well, you can have some fun with that. It's not really for me.
No. No, you don't like puns, do you?
Not really, no. I find them...
You're just too clinical. I'd just rather go into a bit about monkey.
No, not at all. I just find them very, very, very Radio 4 and very kind of... Blah, 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 blah.
But I listened to Stephen Fry's thing about puns on Radio 4 this week. I wasn't even on it.
No.
No one approached me or anything.
John is obsessed with other radio shows, aren't he?
I listen to a lot of radio. It's how you get better at radio.
It's amazing, but you're obsessed every week with...
I'm in my office. I have the radio on while I'm writing hilarious satire. And books.
You're writing a book?
Yeah, I've got my eye on a book, yeah.
What's that? What's it called?
Look Out.
What is it, just a series?
It's more of a health and safety manual, to be honest. There is a comic angle to it. We're doing another game?
Yes.
I read that one, but it's got a swear word in it. Have you got one?
No, bleep it out. Instead of the swear, say sausages.
No. Hello, says Rebecca. Just got up from my lazy sandal-wearing bed. That relates to something we were on about the other week. People wearing sandals.
In bed?
Yeah, apparently.
Freaky.
Health and safety.
Not really, in any way. How's sandals going to be health and safe?
Because spiders try and bite your feet off, or ghosts come out from under your bed and eat your feet off when they're sticking out the end of the duvet.
Two things. Why would a spider not bite your feet if you had sandals on?
Because they don't like sandals.
Oh, OK, fair enough. I stand corrected.
Reg disclosed that to me.
Did he?
In a meeting.
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
Glog, glog, glog.
Nail it.
This game is called Gut Barging. My fella is huge and I am not. It's so much fun to run at each other gut to gut and try and knock each other over. I invariably fall over, but I like that. And the mindless challenge of thinking one day I'll develop a technique so good that I'll win.
Oh, the easy way... just offer yourself up and just move to the side.
Just shimmy at the last minute.
Just let him smash into the fridge, and while he's down, kick his head in.
Yeah. You're listening to Recipes for a Successful Relationship.
It's going
to
be fantastic.
Hey, and I'm single.
You also, yeah, it's right. That's, hey,
I've got smashing pectorals. I'd put her through the wall.
Jesus Christ. We've had, we were chatting about the cheese pun game, weren't we?
We were chatting about the cheese pun game.
And we've tried to come up with a few to make it fun, but we've already had one sent in from Caroline in Mansfield, who's had a bit of pun fun.
Yeah.
And she's now calling us Muscle Howard and John Pilcherton.
John Pilcherton's fine.
She says, ah,
Muscle Howard?
Ha.
That's not a cheese.
No, it doesn't have to be. She's gone for fish, isn't she?
That's all right. Fish and cheese.
Right then, let's do these. So we were trying to play. So the cheese game is you have to think of a
celebrity and put cheese in there.
And what was the ones that she gave us?
I can't remember. Wensleydale Snipes.
Yes,
that was one of them.
Right.
I've put the email in the recycling.
Right. Okay.
That's no offence to you. It was a good email, but
now,
carbon footprint.
What have you come up with?
How many have you got?
I've got three, but I'm really not sure about one of them.
Right, well, you open, because I've only got two, but they are belters.
My opener, now many people won't have heard of him, but it does work, Stilton Jones.
All right, yeah, Milton Jones.
The wonderful one-liner comic,
yeah,
Milton
you can
Jones.
Hear his Radio 4 series at the moment.
You can, so that kind of makes sense. Mm. And Swiss Dynamite, as in Miss Dynamite, Swiss Dynamite. Swiss cheese, you allowed that?
Yeah.
This is way off base. Camembert Humperdinck.
Oh, I've got Camembert Humperdinck.
Have you really?
Yeah, Camembert Humperdinck.
There you go.
That's a good one, well done. I also had Joe Dolce Latte.
There you go.
Joe Dolce.
I win.
You don't win?
Yeah, I do.
All right, then.
I win 2-0. Because that's the... How have we both come up with Camembert Humperdinck?
Well, I don't think there are many other things you can do with Camembert.
That's not even his real name, is it?
No.
What's his real name? Ted or something?
Yeah, I think it's Ted or something, yeah.
Have we got any more board games?
Yeah.
Go on, read one out.
Oh, I had one ready, and now I've lost it.
I'll find it, lad. How's your hot chocolate? Is it cooling down?
It's cooled down now, I'm enjoying it. And good. It's nearly time for 11s, so I've got a pretty nice snack in my car.
Any movement on those presents?
No, you're not having them. I told you, I'll keep them for myself. You need to learn a valuable lesson.
Suck eggs.
Hey, Russell and John.
Hey!
I'm a big fan of your show. I think you're both lovely. I listen every week over the internet from Armadale, Australia.
Oh, nice. Watch out, it's Basil Wanger season.
I used to set myself a challenge to relieve boredom. As a student of politics and history, I used to try and liven up exams and essays, and this is something that the people who've got their exams coming up can do, by trying to work some variation of the quote, "with great power comes great responsibility" from the first Spider-Man film into every assignment and exam I took. No matter how awful my exams and essays were, I was always proud of getting that little bit of magic into them. There are many other film quotes that your student listeners could use if they wanted to try it for themselves. I don't advise that as a technique because I tried having a sense of humour in my exams and
it
backfired.
What's this? What was that thing you put? This is when you were a kid.
Oh, I did. There's two. In my A-level general studies exam,
I wrote an
essay comparing Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen to Michelangelo.
You did?
Comparing the Sistine Chapel to interior design.
Yep.
It was really funny, but that was not appreciated by the examiner.
My general studies, I knew I didn't need it, so I just sat there.
Yeah, well, that was a cracking essay. And I got a B. Swine.
Only a B.
Blemished my record.
And what was the other one?
Three A's. And at the end of my French A-level exam, I put the sentence, sans l'espoir, l'homme est foutu. And you get your French dictionary out, but it means without hope, man is. And then a word that means not in a good position. But you'll have to check your dictionaries to find that out. There's a lot of pointing going on.
Hey, this cheese game's really kicking off. We've had some more. We've had Richard Breary.
Breary?
As in Richard Breyers, but they've spelt it. That works to spell it, but it doesn't work to say.
I nearly did Richard Breyers, but...
Yeah. This is a belter. Feta Garbo.
Fete Garbo is very good.
That is from Matt Strong, devises brackets near Swindon.
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
Let it rain. How about Harold Stinking Bishop off Neighbours?
Oh, that's good.
It's a very smelly cheese. It wraps Harold also smells. Love to your mutties.
Nice. There's no need to bring that into it.
Can you pronounce that one? I don't know a lot about cheese.
Oh, Jermaine Gruyere. That's very good.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Love to your mother, Julian in Seaford, who's also sent in Gianfranco Gorgonzola. Very good. I guess I'm guessing they've played this before. We do the cheese game, but with rude words. Hours of fun. Going to try it with foodstuffs now. I can say that one. Nobby Willy Bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Is Robbie Williams.
Nob Dylan.
No.
Woody Guthrie.
Oh, I tell you what, we had a cracking game in.
Woody Guthrie.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
As in Woody Guthrie. we've had someone, this is pretty weird, a very odd text in. So Dan says, I'm listening but fell asleep during the last link. That doesn't bode well for us, John. But he says, John was in the dream. Very strange, he says. We've had another email in from Jules.
Two in one show.
I know, smashing. But no wonder we're getting a podcast.
Yeah,
Double Bubble Richardson.
Mid-July.
Yeah.
Look out for that.
Right now, someone here has sent in a superhero extraordinaire, OCD boy. This is about you.
Right.
Do you want to hear about what they want you to get up to?
This
is fantastic, right? She sent this long email. It says, by night, a stand-up comedian with a hatred of flip-flops, but by day, John Richardson is transformed into the superhero known as OCD boy. You happy so far?
Yeah.
What costume are you wearing?
Very neat, symmetrical one.
Nice. And then when you get home and you're watching a film, just some pants and one sock. A normal day in sleepy Swindon sees our hero doing battle with the chavs, don't like that word, but I'm saying it, amongst the aisles of his local supermarket. He goes to Morrison's. Having finally categorised the frozen peas by their location within the European community, our hero espies a young lady precariously perched on the edge of a freezer compartment. She sounds mental. Fearing for the damsel's dignity as she displays her knickers to the passers-by, Jesus, he sprints down the aisle and comes to a skidding halt by her feet. Sounds like you, John.
Skidding, health and safety.
Casting his hygiene issues aside, he grabs the damsel around the waist and lifts her back onto the floor and into the realm of restored honour. As the young lady begins to express her undying gratitude for this supremely gentlemanly gesture, OCD boy takes flight before she can attempt to engage him in conversation and unwittingly reveal his superhero weakness. In a flash, our hero boards the nearest Chav Central bus and returns to his dusty office with only his favourite pet, Reg, for company. Join us next week for more scintillating adventures of OCD boy, the man that dinner parties was made for.
Do you know, that's not far from the truth. I rescued a woman on the escalator at the Tube this week. She fell over on the escalator when she got onto it. Now, I didn't laugh at the time, but I laughed later on when I remembered it. But she got on the Tube, she had loads of bags and stuff. So she stood on it and her feet just went from under her and she fell. And the man behind her, instead of helping her, just went, ooh! And that didn't help, so I ran around the outside because she couldn't get up, because when she was trying to get her hand to give her leverage, the thing was moving, so she couldn't get purchase.
Yeah.
So I picked her up and popped her little hat back on her head and then I swanned off into the night.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, I'm a good guy.
I saw a lady fall over in Bath.
Right.
And I went to help her up, but she'd already got up. And I had my hands sort of around her waist, sort of to try and lift her up. But she was already
You sexually assaulted a lady, didn't you?
No, it looked like I did, but I didn't.
Right.
I'm trying to say.
We've had an amazing game in. This is one I actually used to play as a child.
Well, that could be any number of things. What game do you used to play as a kid?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you said so.
Right, well...
Like, for 5 minutes, why do you always do that? No, you went, hey, I'll tell you what game I used to play as a kid. And I went, all right, we'll play a song and then we'll do it. And then I go, hey, so what was that game you used to play as a kid?
You didn't say that, though, did you? If you just said, hey, John, so what was that game you used to play? I'd have read it. But when you're looking down at a piece of paper and you go, right, what games did you used to play when you were a kid?
I didn't say it like that.
That looked like you were about to read one.
No.
Hey, so, what game? We're talking about games. So lots of paper. Lots of paper in my office.
I haven't been in my office once.
No, I bet you haven't.
I put my desk up, and I'll be honest, I've just spent a lot of time playing on my Nintendo Wii. Phenomenal thing.
Yeah.
The boxing, God, so addictive. There's a girl called Catherine who I can't get past, right?
That's probably a good thing.
No, because you're allowed to fight girls in this, but she's a devilish boxer. She's really good at blocking. And it's got to the stage, she's beaten me four times now, and
Oh, just really.
It's going to be a great day when you floor that woman,
isn't
it?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to knock her senseless. What was this game you used to play?
Well, there's a couple that I used to do as kids that people have emailed
this
in.
This could be anything.
This one's from
Put the Forks Away, a lovely game. Comb Me Hair, used to play that.
When my brother and I were little, we used to sing the words to I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester.
Yes.
But you can do this with any song. But we used to choose one letter of the alphabet, and every word of the song had to start with that letter.
No, really?
E.g. B, I've Got a Bamboo Bomb. Can't even say it without laughing. It's really funny. Hadders in Stitches used to make my dad laugh too. Recently, I found out that my brother, now age 36, still plays this game with his workmates.
So give me an example. How else could you play this?
So I've got a brand new combine harvester, but everything has to start with the letter D.
Okay. Well, now you do it. With
you do it.
Dive. Dot.
Clicker.
Dive, da da do.
It's funny, isn't it?
Dive, gut, no. Yeah, dive. Well, give me a different song. I don't like that song.
All right, then. I don't know. Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You.
With what?
With the letter K.
Kevrafink, Kai, Koo, Kai, Koo.
I don't think you're supposed to do it so slowly. It's not a competition.
Koo, Koo. That bit with the arrow when it hits the tree.
Yeah. Cracking film.
Oh, that's great, that. She is hot. What's she up to? Isn't she, don't you think?
Hasn't she just moved to Bath?
Damn.
She's looking for some office space to do some writing in.
Sounds good.
This is another game, quite a simple one, but we used to play. Board game, replacing one word of a film or TV programme title with the word prawn, e.g. Full Metal Prawn, Diagnosis Prawn, Prawn Dragon, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Prawn.
Right.
You can do loads of those, and you can change the word from prawn to anything.
Super prawn.
Super prawn, yeah.
For Super Nanny.
Or Superman.
Or Superman, yeah. I was thinking Super Nanny.
Of course you were. You usually are.
Stop it.
Still you soil yourself.
What are you talking about?
You'd have thought you'd have learnt now.
I've done that 3 times in my life. You bring it up, and yet you sniff women constantly, and I don't mention it on air.
Oh, apart from the 3 times you've mentioned it.
This week, did you or did you not go, there's a granny nearby?
I did not do that.
There's an old woman nearby.
I didn't do that.
Beast. All right, what were you doing? We were at the dispenser machine.
Oh,
we played football.
Rubbish.
So much fun. Played football. John didn't have a great game. Got quite cross about it.
Oh, unbelievable. I hate this show.
He's a box-to-box player, but he's just off day. But it's fine. We're getting a drink afterwards, and I got 2 drinks, and you got really cross in front of everybody. What are you getting 2 drinks for? Are you getting 2 drinks, everybody? Does anyone else want 2 drinks? And then you broke it. There's an old woman waiting.
I did not do that.
You sniff.
I did not go sniff, sniff, there's an old woman. I made an inappropriate joke about old women for a little bit of water cooler banter. And then everyone looked over my shoulder, so I went, oh no, there's not an old woman stood behind me, is there? To get another joke, I topped my own joke. Everyone's laughing. Now I'm a pervert. You just lie about stories.
You're a perv, mate.
And if you want 2 drinks, buy one, let everyone else get theirs, and then get your second one. There's only 1 functioning drinks canister. You can't be hogging it.
Let us have me second present.
You're not having either of them. I'll keep them.
Hey, this is from Neil Torrance. This is the last board games, but we'll do it next week again. It's always good fun. Are you not going to put your cans on?
No. Quick what? Link, innit?
Interesting. Hi, Ross and John.
Hiya.
No, actually, I haven't said that. I've said that for ages. Back in the day, I used to make car journeys less boring by playing the Can You Hold Your Breath Going Through the Tunnel game. Now, you play that, don't you?
Yeah, every now and again.
I think that's what started all of this, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's that game you used to play when you went over the bumps?
Yeah, you've got to change lanes on the motorway without driving over a cat's eye.
Yeah.
Or blink when you're going over chevrons on the motorway.
And what was the game when you went, blah, 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 when you went over bumps?
Oh, that was my breakdown.
No, but what was that game you used to play?
Badum. Where if you see a bump in the road and you know you're going to drive over it, you have to preempt the badum that your tyres make by going, badum.
So,
and then you sort of predict it. If it's a big one, you go, badum. But if it's a little one, you go, phum. And it sounds like the car. And if you go through a puddle, you go... I'm great to drive with.
Yeah, no, you are. Similar to what John used to do. But this fella, Neil, used to play it in Glasgow's beautiful Clyne Tunnel. But this could probably be played in any of Britain's fine tunnels. He suggested you do it today. I'm now grown up and I still play this. Is this normal? You know, it's fine. And he says, I'd love to see the Russ bot take on the John bot in a Celebrity Robot Wars special.
Right.
Well,
it's only a matter of time.
It is only a matter of time. Our intrepid adventurers are still trying to find John Richardson. Let's check out this week's adventure.
Right back at you, mate. You never seen 2 robots walking along the M6 before?
We are a bit close to the traffic. Shouldn't we be on the cold shoulder?
It's the hard shoulder, you twat. We have to be close to the road in case one of the creators tries to sneak up past us.
I don't like the road. I don't like the rain. And I got stuck with this stupid voice, and I don't like it when you shout at me.
Oh, for...
We've been walking for 2 weeks. I'm hungry. We ain't never going to find John Richardson, and you won't tell me where we're going.
Listen, kid, I shouldn't have shouted. I'll tell you what my dad told me before I set up here from Australia. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
What's that mean?
It means keep moving, Chunky! F*** me! Besides, according to Botnav, we're nearly there. Just through this hedge.
What's through the hedge? The Monkey Tavern.
Now this is a f***ing pub! All the best beers, 50p a bang on the pool table, and skirt behind the bar like you would not f***ing believe! We'll get you in here, get you all warmed up, some food inside you, and I can get right royally s***ed.
Gypsies?
Yes, you can have gypsies, but you need to know one thing before we go in. I'm a pretty big wheel round here, see? That Emma behind the bar, she's gonna be my wife. She don't know about it, but she is! If you act like a prick in here, I'll snap off your memory stick and then go after your motherboard. Is that clear?
Yes, John, but...
Tony, you fat b***h! How's the missus? Yeah? Gary s***ing Taylor! What are you doing in here, you bloody criminal? Any news on your mother? It's a shame, that. Tina?
Hands off me, you freak!
Don't show it if it don't want touching. Now then, kid, that's me table over there. You get sat down, I'll get the meat in.
That table by the women's toilet?
Too right. Elder friggin' Rado, sniff it up. That's where the magic happened. First things first, let's get this music sorted. Everybody, shut the f*** up. Shut up. Thank you.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Dude, oh, just you wait till this fucking gets inside you, boy.
The stools are too high. There's smoke in here as well. That's no good for my respirator chip. Maybe I can make a friend, though. There's lots of people here. I like friends. Hello, madam. My name's Rustbot. Off for a shit, are you?
Beside, Kenny. Sort us out some drinks, will you, pal? I'll have my usual and something fruity for the kid.
Who is this?
Down here, you fat goggle-eyed shit. Two drinks, snappy. I've had a right journey. Stoke was a bloody disgrace. They say it's roadworks. I can't see much work going on. Know what I mean? Of course you do, Ken.
Oh, not you again. I told you last time, whatever you are, we don't serve robots here. You never have any money and you frighten the women folk. Now do me a favour and f*** off and take your mate with you.
Don't start, Kenny, please. I'm tired. My knee's giving me jip again. I'm drying in a camel's ring. A pint of Bess and a cranberry juice for a scratchy over there and we'll say no more about it.
I mean it, Sunshine. Do one and get your mate off my quiz machine.
I do not believe this. Sorry, Kenny, he's at the edge. You fucking turkey! I'm over there getting us sorted and once again you're fucking up by rubbing yourself on stuff. How many times?
I'm sorry, I got that feeling again. Must be my season.
I'll give you a friggin' season. We're leaving. Don't matter anyway. Between you and me, this place is like a round cheese in Somerset going downhill fast. Clever, that's a joke. Anyway, good night, Kenny. I hope your mum's tits drop off. Well, that didn't go as planned.
That was a complete waste of time.
Not completely. I managed to grab these two on the way out. Boom, 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 boom.
Where to now, then?
Well, I'm going down!
You little b****s! Nicking my booze, is it? Well, let's see how much you can steal from me once I put you in this briefcase and load you in the back of Mad Collins' truck.
Where are you, John Richardson? I need you.
They keep coming, John. Paris Stilton.
Yeah, that's good. Topical as well.
Red Lester Piggott.
Oh, and that's nice. I like
very
that.
Nice indeed.
Lester Piggott's a good reference as well.
And that's always the person people bring up if you're not doing your tax. Yeah. My mum always says that. Every you done your tax, you'll be like Lester Piggott.
Yeah.
Running on a horse. For the cheese game, Eddie Cheddar from Pearl Jam. John Claude Edam.
Very good.
Very good. And what was the other one we had?
Edamski.
Edamski's very good. Gianfranco Gorgonzola.
Yeah.
So ugly, he's beautiful.
And we've had Mozzarella Fitzgerald.
Nice.
And Emin Emmental.
Oh, very good indeed. Mm. So there you go. All good. Any more?
I haven't got any.
Okay, let's have
people
a shoot.
People don't give me nothing.
They do give you stuff, mate. Stop it. What's that? Steve Parmesan. Oh, Steve Harmison, the England cricketer. That's quite good.
Yeah.
And I don't really get this one. Wednesday Dale Winton, that's quite nice.
He's nice. And he's cheesy as well, so that counts extra.
Lovely. Emma, oh no, that's her name.
yeah. And I don't really get that one. Steve, it says.
And Blue Vinnie Jones.
Yeah.
Explain that one to me.
Blue Vinnie's a cheese.
Ah, is it? See, I don't know enough about cheese.
Well.
I was trying to think of one of many baby
I'll buy you a cheese box to keep in your bin.
Hey, let me have a look at the presents.
You're not having your presents.
John got me some presents, and he wasn't playing ball, so I've just stolen his bag, which is why I came in late to that. But I nearly fell over on the...
This is why we don't run in the studio, and why we don't steal.
Health and safety.
Unbelievable. Right. Well, that's this show not going on Listen Again, you foul-mouthed...
I don't think they picked it up, because I only put... If you did hear me swear, I can only apologise. But I nearly fell over.
For the third time since we started doing the show. How many times have I sworn?
Well, you just said fondue halfway through a track, mate.
I did. Someone sent in Jane Fondue.
Yes, very good indeed.
I can't... You're just going to have your presents. You're an idiot.
Sweet, that looks like a mallet. Right, am I allowed to open these?
Well, you've got them.
Brilliant. Right, thanks, John.
Yeah, shove them.
The first present I've got looks like a... A mallet.
It's a meat mallet.
A meat mallet, fantastic.
I was going to do a joke about beating your meat.
Lovely. Fantastic present. I'll put that next to me book. Here's my other one. Oh, look at that. Some slippers.
A pair of comfy slippers. I was going to do a joke about... Well, that's something else.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I can... See if you... If you'd have opened with the slippers, and then...
Instead of the slippers, instead of the book that will tell you everything you need to know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and there's something dripping on your head, that book will tell you how to fix it. It'll also tell you how to cook. That book tells you everything.
These slippers...
Send another copy in that woman who works for the publishers. Someone sent in an email saying, get the publishers to send you in another copy, take that back with the receipt.
Yeah.
And then it's a gift that costs nothing.
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, shove them both.
Brilliant slippers and, a mallet that I can beat my meat with. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We've really set something off here. I think whoever sent the email in about cheese, it goes on. Cheeses of Nazareth. That's Jonathan in Hyde. That's very good. Mini Baby Bell Driver. Gorgonzola Bud. Love to your mothers, Finn and Hayes.
Mini Baby Bell Driver?
Yeah, they've just...
That's just Mini Driver with the word Baby Bell in the middle.
That's correct, John.
It's like saying Jack Cheddar Nicholson.
Stilton John, not bad at all. Red Leicester Pigot we've had. Colston Bertie Bassett Clare. What? Oh, Clare, London. Colston Bertie Bassett? How does that work?
Bertie Bassett is the licorice man.
Yeah, and what's Colston? Is that a cheese?
I don't know.
Colston Bertie Bassett?
Is Colston Bassett famous?
I don't think so. Does anyone understand that?
I don't know that.
Sorry, Clare.
Maybe Colston's a cheese. Oh, Colston might be a cheese.
Yeah.
And Bertie Bassett.
Yeah. No sense to me. Now, I felt really bad, John, because you always buy me stuff. And while you were away doing your business...
I was, yeah, while you were talking over my belter by flicking the microphones up in the middle of the song.
John, please. What's going to happen is I'm going to buy you a present on eBay.
I don't want your money.
No, I'm going to buy you a present.
Your money means nothing to me.
I'm going to buy you a present on eBay now. Anything up to £50 that you want...
Right.
What do you want? We'll type it in and we'll get it for you live on air.
I want a talking Teddy Ruxpin doll.
Put that in, talking Teddy Ruxpin doll. This should be wonderful, should be able to get that. Any particular reason you want that?
Because I am lonely at home.
Can I put the tape in?
No, because you'll just break it or eat it or put it in the...
I don't think it's Ruxpin.
R-U-X-P-I-N.
R-U-X.
Come dream with me
Christ.
Tonight.
Hurry up, he's losing it. Quite seriously, get there. Search. Jesus Christ. If we don't get this, we could be in real trouble.
I think you can just buy friends on eBay.
I'm not going to buy friends. I'm making up for it. I'm making up for the bad things I've done to you.
Well, it's going to take more than a Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, sweet. Look at this. Boxed Teddy Ruxpin, talking Teddy Bar. Teddy Bar? Teddy Bear. £15. Slam it in. Or one for 49.
You're going to read out your user details live on the internet?
Yeah, why not?
Isn't your password something like Brian from E17 or something like that?
Yeah, put it in. Place bid. Here we go.
This is slow radio.
It doesn't matter, John. I'm getting you a present. I'm going to type in my... Keep talking, mate. I'm typing in my user ID.
What am I going to talk about?
Anything you want to say to the nation. It's absolutely fine. See.
Buy me a Teddy Ruxpin. You think that pardons... I just...
Oh, crap. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Right, we better play a song. I've spilled tea everywhere.
Now, there was a bit of an incident there.
I think we need a trifold Russell Howard apology.
Yeah, yeah.
For talking over the belter, for swearing on air, and for spilling tea into Six Music.
I've had a really bad 15 minutes. Sorry about that. But what I was doing was I was trying to get you a Teddy Ruxpin. Now, the bid is away. I don't want to give the bid away, you know, as to how much, because then some punk will outbid me now, specifically so they can... Oh, don't do that. That'd be really horrible if someone tries to win it. But hopefully I'll get you that. And whilst I was doing that, I had a full cup of tea and I've spilt it all the way down the desk.
Yeah.
And there was hissing and there were noises coming out. And the annoying thing is, John, I've lost my tea.
Is the really annoying thing. You just cannot get a break today. You've tried swearing, you've tried being unprofessional, and you're still losing tea. Whatever next?
I'll tell you what, your belter went down phenomenally well. Listen to this, right? Awesome choice, John. Reminds me of Thursday nights watching Top of the Pops with my older brother. When the Top 40 countdown came on, we'd stick our thumbs up or down for each song, depending on if we liked it. Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. We used to dance every Sunday to the tunes. Did you ever do that? Like, everyone, boom, coming up later on the drum, and then we'd sort of dance to various tunes. And our dad was always kind of, get the rhythm of the tune. There you go, you found it. And we kind of danced like that. And he taught us how to, and none of us can dance, but he's always obsessed with making us catch that beat bit, boom, boom, boom. Make sure you move to that, and then you could dance to any song. It's easy. Did your dad ever give you dancing advice?
No, apart from not to bother doing it.
Don't bother dancing. Here's a beer. I'm six. Have your beer. Dead good belter as always, John. Love to your mother and your father from Lizzie. What a tune. I couldn't agree more with John. Anyone who doesn't love it is dead inside. Love to all your relatives, Tracy and Cornwall.
There'll be a really vitriolic, hateful one
there
in the middle of all these, though.
Thus far, it's been great. Is. There's nothing wrong with cheesy
this
pop.
This is great. This is a fantastic song. Thanks very much. I died listening to that.
There's nothing wrong with cheesy pop music. It's good cheesy pop music. I think that John and I share a similar taste in music. Well done, John. Love to your parents, Jen, Whitley Bay. Cheeses Russell can pronounce, Baby Bell Spice and Dairy Lee Evans. Very nice.
I was near Whitley Bay the other week.
What happened?
I just went to Robin Hood's Bay.
Why did you go? Why are you scratching
it's
yourself?
It's my mum's birthday. I'm scratching my back. We went and had a lovely lunch. We wet ourselves in a tea room. You know, just couldn't. It wasn't really funny what we were laughing at.
I like
just
it.
Couldn't stop laughing.
I like a tea room. They're fantastic. There's a phenomenal one in around York Harrogate way. All those Betty's. God, they're great, aren't they? All the old ladies in there look like Quentin Blake illustrations.
Mm.
What happened then? What made you giggle?
Well, my sister opened the window because it was hot, and then the next time my mum looked around, everyone else had gone out of the tea room, and I just said maybe they all got blown away. And it just created the image of everyone getting blown out of the door.
Yeah.
Something to do with the geography of the room and the fact that we'd already had a laugh at there was a really old couple and there was a boy. And the family were trying to get the boy to drink his hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And just telling complete lies. Just going, oh, David Beckham always has a hot chocolate before a football game. And then the mum just went, aye, well, Hadney's not grown up enough for a hot chocolate yet. And the kid just didn't want it. And then we just started laughing. Couldn't stop laughing.
I used to fall for that. That was the trick my mum always used to make me eat food. Pele likes it, does he? Yeah, he loves potato waffles.
Pele
down
likes
here.
Wilted spinach.
Oh, God, I hated... Ugh. What's that? And how was your mum? How was the birthday?
How was your mum? It was all right, yeah, we had a lovely day. Laughter's the key, innit? If you laugh, that creates memories.
That's a beautiful point, John.
I've got a text from Arthur and Daniel who says, my mum and dad went to Robin Hood's Bay 2 weeks ago.
Arthur and Daniel?
Yeah. Daniel Kitson.
Ah, oh, Big DK, is he listening?
Big DK, yeah. I'm guessing he's listening, otherwise that is some psychic stuff.
He actually made his dad laugh yesterday. He rang me up, he was quite excited about it. He went, well, maybe dad laughed, didn't I? Maybe dad laughed. And his dad, because, you know, that joke we've been doing, I'll explain it in a minute, we've been doing it for years. Where you kind of say, where are you going? And then you say something quite bawdy. He was with his brother, and his brother's got a daughter, and it was his niece's party, and it was all very lovely. And their family's very kind of family-orientated, and they sort of spend birthday weekends with each other. And I think they call it special birthday family fun time or something like that.
Right.
And his dad, he's probably texting it angrily as we speak. His dad goes, where are you off to then, boys? And his brother went, oh, we're just off out. And his dad said, where specifically? And Kitson just turned around and went, titty bar, going to a titty bar. And his dad laughed.
Right.
How fantastic is that?
He's just texted back to say he's not listening. Tell the listeners where we are, Russell.
We've been moved. We find ourselves in a new home. Now, what happened? I spilt the tea and it's gone down the, I guess into the circuit board.
It's into radio, that tea.
I've destroyed
now.
Radio.
That'll pop out on Steve Wright's Sunday Love Songs.
Absolute. Ken Bruce has just got a verruca after what I've done. But we now find ourselves in, and to be honest, the sad thing is, I'm quite enjoying the move.
Yeah, well, what didn't help is angry men have come in to fix all the stuff, and you're just wondering, it's quite exciting, isn't it? I'm quite glad it happened. Next week, I might do a poo on the screen.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I might do a poo on the screen.
You did. I got business to see two lads. Sega's into the news, won't you, Colin? So here we are in a danky middle studio.
I like this!
I like our new house. Not once have I said I'm going to feculate everywhere.
You have said feculate, though, near enough.
Oh, John,
unbelievable.
Please. I nearly slipped over. If you fall over, you're going to cuss.
Well, my granny doesn't.
Oh, shut up. If I push your nan over, she would swear at me.
I would.
As we'll prove this week.
Right, you're going to go and push my nan over.
Yeah, with you. We'll drive up, we'll have a lovely chat on the way, and then I'll push your nan over and she'll shout something along the lines of mother something.
She will do no such thing.
I bet you, if you pushed...
She'll say, oh, pardon you.
No, she wouldn't. She'd go, you, something house rat.
Right, yeah, possibly she will. You'll have that coming. I'll email ahead and give her some, you know...
Your nan's on email?
Yeah, she emailed me the other day to say thanks for decorating my bathroom.
Oh, how'd you decorate it?
Painted it all up, painted up all the woodwork and all that.
Cracking grandson.
I'm just a great relative and friend.
So we've broken the studio.
So now we don't know whether I've got a Teddy Ruxpin or not, do we?
Well, it's right, it's on the way, don't worry.
Honestly.
It's going to be fine, mate, it's going to be absolutely fine.
So we're getting lots of cheeses in. That apparently, Colston Bertie is a famous cheese, right. And they sell it in an award-winning shop near Nottingham. And that's from Vicky, who says, P.S. Swindon's my hometown. Swindon Town FC, woohoo! Leeds United are now one league above Morecambe FC. That is a disgusting state for British.
Good news from Swindon.
Oh, it's all happening in Swindon.
When is it not?
There's a cracking Indian restaurant in Nottingham called, I think, 6,550 miles from Delhi or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's great in there. Is that where Chris Tarrant had that... I thought it was.
I read about him being in an Indian restaurant in Nottingham, and I thought, well, that must be it.
Yeah, no, how sad's that? I did exactly the same thing. That must be the one I've been into.
Yeah.
Is that the one on the kind of the main...
Yeah, it looks like it's got big glass windows.
It's brilliant,
isn't it? The food is so tasty.
Oh, we're going to go for a curry this week, aren't we?
We're going to go around your house and have a takeaway curry as compensation for the three-course dinner I cooked.
Oh, Jesus, I'm getting you a Teddy Ruxpin. What more
do you want? I don't want your money.
You've just told me that you want a Teddy Ruxpin.
You forced me into it on air. I want your time and commitment and thought.
I can't give you those things.
No, well, that's why we never really get on as well as we should.
Why have you done that? That's personal. We're chums.
We are good buds.
Right, I'm playing a song and then I'm giving you a massage. There's been a bit of an incident here, if you're listening. I've ruined radio and broken stuff and, you know.
It's the music week I feel sorry for, Russell.
Well,
the music week.
To be honest, I feel sorry for you, mate, because you're not used to this. You're used to panel shows.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe we have the clip of you on Ulster Radio's The Blind
Radio
Game.
Ulster, yeah.
This is John's debut appearance.
Pretty big wheel.
Here we go.
Our special guest this week is an award-winning comic who reached the final of BBC's new talent competition in 2003. He now has his own BBC 6 music radio show and is destined for great things. But before that, he has a guest appearance on The Blame Game. Please welcome the fantastic Mr. John Richardson!
Hey! I've heard he's rubbish.
What you can't hear about that is John actually got his gear out. For the studio audience.
Well, it was a mark of respect for the judge who got cleared this week of what he clearly did.
He clearly
got him out, didn't he?
That was it. Do you think he did?
Yeah, the judge basically said, listen, I can't prove you didn't do it, but let's be honest, you did.
Well, no, because didn't he allegedly got his junk out and showed it to her?
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
But it was a different man. Who was dressing up as a judge to flash, which is even weirder. So there must be some oddbod that's going around putting on that
wig. No, because he wasn't dressed as a judge when he done it.
Oh, really?
He was just dressed in normal clothes, but she followed him to the county court, and that's how she knew he was a judge.
Nah, I don't think he did it. The thing that
caught with his trousers down.
The thing that was weird
that's
about
a joke.
It.
I did a cracking joke on The Blame Game.
Did you?
Apparently he got off, but apparently it was down to his briefs. His briefs! Unbelievable. They didn't laugh, though, because I'm not from Northern Ireland.
That's probably the only reason they didn't laugh.
Yes, I think
racist,
so.
Racist, John, as you said so earlier. Now, let's have a look at the Teddy Ruxpin. No, we're still there. I'm lying, it's like we're there. I thought we'd be a slick little link. And I'm holding John's mallet.
You're holding my meat, aren't you?
I'm holding your meat beater and I'm shaking it around. I quite like our new house. I think it's funny. We should do the show from here. We should move.
But this is no different. It's just smaller. You just like it because it's different.
No, it's
this is why you're going to abandon me on the show one day.
Oh, stop it.
I quite like my new sidekick. Oh. It's just different and smaller. You'll get a dwarf in and suddenly I'll be sacked.
Well.
Oh, now I've put ideas in your head.
If I could find a dwarf you...
Yeah.
With monkey hands.
Well, put me on some sort of, you know, protein-deficient diet and maybe I'll shrink.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Imagine that. Just imagine that if you woke up and I'd sewn your feet to your shins.
Hey! Bloody hell!
You'd look so cute. I could keep you in a rucksack, like that thing on top of that thing in Mad Max.
Yeah.
You up for that?
Well, that's the dream for me. If that will kick off, then.
John's just pointing out that because the people are next door and they're fixing the old studio that we used to be in before we found our new house, and John pointing out that I've wasted my one spillage that I can have on tea.
Yeah.
You're quite quiet, shout out.
Hello, my mic isn't
on. Oh, is
right.
It? There we
I
go.
I pressed the wrong one, sorry about
the
that.
The buttons are trickier in this old beaten-up studio that we find ourselves.
They
and the webcams won't be on in here, will they? So I can do anything.
I know.
I could get everything out.
Well, it's just... John is right, it's definitely trickier in here. Now...
You're picking up on my mistakes. You've sworn, spilt tea and besmirched our friendship, and you're picking up me dropping an R in every now and again.
Besmirched our friendship? What are you talking about?
I'm not going to ever forget you rejecting that book live on air. Ever. I'm going to edit that clip down and play it to myself. I'm going to be just sat on the train rocking, just quoting you. Oh, didn't even want it.
Oh, I didn't say
I'll
that.
Just, people will just see me, I'll have one shoe, and then one shoe will be all broken, and my foot will be sticking out of it, and I'll go, that was the story at the end, to be honest with me, because he didn't want my book. And then I'll be drinking out of a paper bag, not a bottle in a paper bag, just drinking anything I can find out of a paper bag. Be all leaking out of the bottom. That'll remind me of you spilling tea. Be a horrible episode. You've ruined my life.
No, I haven't ruined your life. This is the defining moment that changed you. 2 years from now, you'll be presenting Wheel of Fortune.
Well, touch wood.
Yeah, and that's what...
That's a show idea I've got of my own.
That's what's going to get you fired. Welcome to Wheel of Fortune. What's he doing?
Welcome to touch wood.
Oh, yeah, you see...
With me, John Richardson.
You used to get obsessed about watching bowls, didn't you?
Yes.
Just so you could hear old men go, what was it?
Yeah.
It's touching wood, Ron.
It's touching Jack.
That's right. That was specifically what used to make you laugh. Yeah. So what are you doing for the rest of the day, my friend?
Going to go home and start drinking.
Okay.
I've got an Edinburgh preview this week in Brighton on Friday.
Go to that. He's taking his MySpace site down because he's going gently mad. But
I'm going gently sane, mate.
Whereabouts in Brighton?
At the Comedia.
Oh, excellent. Go down there. That's a fantastic gig. John will be there laying it down. For his Edinburgh show, he's doing it in a golden cat suit. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
What's it called? The Cat Hour?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Big sexy cat time.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm looking forward to it.
so are the press.
And I'll be dressed as a dog in the background. That's how it ends. We have a bit of a fight, don't we? And then I massage you down.
And for karma, you're going to spend the rest of the week in Starbucks mopping up tea spillages.
That's a fair point.
Trying to even out.
Yeah, although you've got issue with the box, haven't you?
I don't mind it.
All by that time I said, hey... Should we go for coffee? And you shouted out, why don't we just kick an African man in the head?
I did say that. I'm pretty political.
It's only a coffee. I said, right, boy, we're running off for too long. Have a fantastic Sunday. Hope you have a really good...
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day and day. And Dad, easy on the Lycra. Have a good day. The music week after this. This is People Help the People. See you. KC. Six music.